this is Tiffany the Less.
This is La Paloma.
And we're with Transfer, San Diego's primo band. Can you introduce yourself and tell us what you play?
Sure, I'm Jason Cardenas, I play guitar.
I'm Jeremy Chambers, I play bass.
Mike Cooper, I play drums.
I'm Matt Malaris, and I sing.
Guys, how long ago did you start playing here in San Diego?
What's it been, 7 years?
7 years.
Yeah, it's been 7 years since we've been in San Diego playing music.
We've been playing in San Diego for about 10 years now, 10, 12 years.
That's Mike.
Born and raised. So, I've, you know, been playing for a while.
Since you mentioned the number seven, in your song Blaine Osborne, you sing about a seventh son, and I've also heard that in the White Stripes Bell and Biscuit song. What does the seventh son mean?
As far as to me, it was kind of a family reference because there are seven kids in my family, and I was the youngest and the son, and my grandfather has a cattle brand with a seven and a K on it, and so it was just kind of a personal family thing. This one.
Oh, you've got a tattoo too.
I just got this for Christmas. Oh, and hang on.
He's there. Showing us a belt buckle.
Keep reaching.
And Blaine Osborne is your grandfather too, right?
Blaine Osborne's my grandfather.
Guess when you wake up with me, I'll be gone. That Sunday morning is the seventh sign, my seventh sign. I'll be gone.
All right, well, Jason, can you tell us about the many cats that live in your beard?
Oh. Yeah, what to say?
Pug,
yeah, yeah, it's a pug. It's not a cat.
And Vidal.
I don't know what to say. That's you guys got me lost for words here.
Flustered.
Yeah, this thing
just
is. This is years old here. This is part of my power actually. So I couldn't play guitar without this. If I shaved it, useless, worthless. So I don't.
You keep stroking it, you're gonna have dander all over your shirt, dude.
I already do, man.
That was a fan that asked, sent that in.
You better not sit up.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah.
So good.
I was like, I don't know where you guys
people
are coming
are asking.
From. That cat in my beard.
At least it's trained enough to shit in your hair and not your hair.
Nice.
If you were cartoon characters, which cartoon characters would you be?
Voltron.
Good one. Go to Jeremy.
Jeremy.
I'd be Elmer Fudd.
I'd be Animal. Wait, that's
not a cartoon character.
I'd be
That's a cartoon, isn't it?
Was Animal on
the Master Splinter.
Might be the hillbilly off of Bugs Bunny. I don't know their names.
Yosemite Sam, that guy?
Maybe Yosemite Sam. I was thinking of the two hillbillies with the guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On your MySpace page, you have MTV2's On the Rise. You have a couple videos with them. Can you tell us about that project and how they approached you?
Ding dong.
Sure. That whole thing, they were doing this, it was a Free Zone on, like, it's a cable for on-demand stuff. And so they had this, it's not a contest, but it was just kind of a promotional thing for local bands in different cities. And I know they've done, like, Chicago, some other cities, and, like, San Diego was near the top of their list. And so they just contacted us. They go through and they meet up with, like, different people in the industry asking about, like, what bands are happening in the scene. And so they contacted us, as well as some other really great bands from San Diego. And basically it was these guys, they came out and we filmed a show and did a whole interview thing in our studio. And then they take that and they piece it all together and they put together this little clip that they air on Freezone. And it's through MTV2, through On the Rise. So when they shot us that clip, you know, it was like completely professional, just amazing. Like, they do great work. And so that's what that whole, all the clips on MySpace are from that MTV2 On the Rise thing that was on cable and it was on demand. So.
And who did your video?
Friends of ours, local filmmakers here in town. The visual, who is also with
the Million Dollar Boat Racers, put it together.
Visual Underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. I like it. How they put all of it.
Thank you to Parker.
Yeah, Parker did a great job.
And Jay and everybody on the crew.
Questions. Can you tell us about the most embarrassing albums in your collection?
Okay, Mike,
you can do it.
I don't have any.
We're all friends here.
I've ditched them. Keith Sweat.
Oh!
Love making music, baby.
Def Leppard, Hysteria.
Oh, that's bad.
How could you possibly be embarrassed by that? I don't have anything embarrassing, really. Like, I'm proud of all that. I got, like,
come
ABBA.
On. Come on.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond's not embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. Let's see. Shania Twain. I'm kidding. But I would be embarrassed if I had that. You guys don't have that, do you?
No.
Okay. No, are you just too embarrassed? Everybody's too embarrassed to admit that one.
Matt?
K-Fed's new cut. Oh,
no way.
Matt was on that album.
I don't care. I just like his style.
Can you give us a couple lyrics from it?
Fuck.
So you want
cock. Fuck. Dick. Pulse. Puss.
I don't know.
Something stupid.
Last time I saw you was at your CD release party for Faded Signal, and you guys had a really cool video screen behind you, and also it sounded like a projector. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that was Sven, dude.
That was, yeah, our buddy Steve Easterly that did that, and he was like an AV techie guy and, like, yeah, had a laptop, so he put together a projection, and he actually took some old reel-to-reels that we had, like those old, like, school, like, informative films and stuff, and he got the whole audio too, so it made that
no, that kind of sounded like a sprinkler.
Yeah, it did.
That's the move that goes with that.
Mike, can you tell us about your shirtless drum playing?
Preventative reasons. Let me tell you one thing, let me tell you two, let me tell you three, fuck you. It's a preventative chafing issue. Thank you. I like to turn on my
titties.
My titties.
Maybe you should put those little
tassels.
Pasties.
I'm hot-blooded, so, you know, I gotta seal up. Check it and see. I got a fever of a fucking 100, and fuck you!
Okay.
Put that in there.
We will. Don't worry. That's gonna be great.
Did you get all that? Shall I repeat myself?
Make sure it's recording.
What other jobs have you had, or what other jobs do you have besides being in this fabulous band?
Just
Cooper's
crap.
A jizz mopper.
What? What, F-Street?
Botany. Fucking crap jobs, crap. Waitress. No. Do botany and deliveries. This guy does electrical work.
Jeremy, is that true?
No,
electrical work?
I do electrical work. That's okay. All.
Have you been electrocuted?
Yes.
Can't you tell?
That's all.
Jason?
I'm in telecommunications.
Telepathy kind of stuff?
Yeah, telepathic. He's a hairstylist on the side.
I solve mysteries through my telepathy. Telepathy.
Your beard.
Through my beard. Telepathy.
This beard's going to bite those things you want to
The cat's coming out.
For the cat.
Meow.
I've always had crap jobs, you know. This is my job right here, playing music. That's my job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Matt. Landscaping.
Yep.
Yeah, long and short of it.
Yeah. Manscaping.
Manscaping.
Professional manscaping.
I'm a hairstylist. Trim the red puffies.
Who writes the majority of your songs, or all of them? Do you all do it together, or?
I would say it's a collective thing. You know, someone starts with an idea, and we all take it to the, you know, to the finished product, to every song, you know.
I saw on your set list for your New Year's Eve prom night party, most of the songs weren't on your album, so I was wondering, is there a new album coming out? Are you working on one?
Very much so. We are working on a new album. We are maybe halfway through it, and hope to have it out sometime maybe mid next year.
Mm-hmm. And you're recording that at Black Box?
Yeah.
And can you tell us about your record label?
That's just kind of just something that we can put our own music out with. So we published all of our music under the Obscure Magpie name, and then just decided to you know, we pretty much financed the whole thing, so why not just release it under our own label and try and grow it from there? So it just, at this point, it's just us, but we, you know, plan on expanding it and doing a lot more with it as, you know, as it progresses.
If Ronnie James Dio and David Lee Roth got into a fist fight, who would win?
Fucking Dio.
Ronnie James Dio, he'd come with the uppercut into the nuts because he's so short.
Yeah, he'd probably take him down.
Eye pointer.
But David Lee's a black belt in karate.
But David Lee's got the reach, so Dio, if he
took him down, if he got him to the ground, it was talking about groundwork, he would take him. But I think if David Lee Roth kept it, you know, up and you know, they just duked it out,
yeah,
it would probably be David Lee Roth.
If it was a sparring game, it would be.
He's the devil.
Yeah. Just ask him.
He's the devil.
Yeah. He's the devil.
David Lee can do the splits, dude.
Yeah, and back
flips. Maybe that Jean-Claude Van Damme might finish off Dio, you know what I mean? The splits to the...
Of course, it could also like midget tossing, really. That might be neat.
Dio did that.
Wasn't Dio's last tour? Didn't they do that on stage, man? The midget tossing thing. It was like the finale to his concerts.
Power down.
Okay. Time to drink.
Yeah. Hey, weird bits, beat it.
Hey, weird bits, weird words.
Okay. So, anything else? I just want to say anything else. What's your guys' favorite song to play?
I think new one we have called "Bring a Knife."
Bring a Knife.
Yeah, that one's pretty fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For now. That's the one for now. Before that, it was another one.
What was it before that?
For good reason. You know, we love playing that one. Sometimes we all just go straight to that tune, you know, straight away. Another one.
We end our podcast with everyone giving us a pirate R or a pirate slang
impression.
Term.
So this is your shining moment.
Okay.
My name's Mike Cooper from Transfar.
And he's retarded. And he loves art in school.
Art. All right. Fuck.
I don't know. Okay, that's it.
All right, thanks, guys.